time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
We do have an intro.
I forgot we have intros now.
Now we can do this. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, great.
We're great.
We're great.
We're stumbling on through this show.
No, and we're truly stumbling.
It's truly stumbling, but we're making our way.
Sober stumble.
Mm-hmm. A bit of that. Well, we're here with Arabella from Ringlets. We're talking about their latest album, which came out on Friday through Flying Nun Records. It's so great. The Lord is my German Shepherd. Time for Walkies. A bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
It's so good, though. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very exciting to have that out in the world now.
Totally. Should we get right into it? We've got a couple of tracks that you've selected today. We're starting off with a Cocteau Twins track. Which one are we playing? We've got Sea Swallow Me.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's listen to a bit of it and then we'll have a chat.
They're just really good.
They are.
Just sounds really nice.
Yeah.
We're all big fans of Cocteau Twins. We're just talking off air. I feel like you don't listen to them casually.
No.
It's like a full obsession.
Yeah. And I love the Cocteau Twins. Mm. Yeah.
Was there any particular reason why you picked this Cocteau Twins song?
I was just scrolling through my light songs, and this was the first one that popped up, and because I was getting messages from Lara that said need those songs, and I was quite rushed with it.
And hey, I don't think you can really go wrong with a Cocteau Twins song.
Never. It's always the right thing to play.
Yeah. And hey, just with this latest album that released, could you talk us through maybe a little bit about how the songs got made? Like, take us through the writing process and production process. What goes into a Ringlet song?
They're usually made pretty spontaneously and quite quickly. An idea will come in. Usually Laszlo is bringing in something on the guitar, and then we all just jam it out and very quickly just say it's done. Mm-hmm. And Leith will add these great lyrics and vocals. But with each song, it's kind of a different process. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like the standard one. But yeah, we don't really follow a set process.
No. And you went to jazz school, right? Well, you went
through
the jazz.
I did.
How has that kind of training and education, informed your playing in rather a different genre now?
Yeah. I think it was just a cool opportunity to, learn how to play my instrument.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of picking something, learning everything you can about it, and then unlearning it all.
Totally.
That's what I feel like I've done.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I feel like especially in that kind of environment, everything's quite accurate and, you know, you're learning everything by the book and, like, yeah, the whole unlearning thing, that's really interesting. Totally. The next track you picked, an Evelyn Breaker song? Yummy, delicious. I'm so happy to see them play in like two projects at Junk Fest.
Yeah.
Scrambling and then Girls Factory. Yes. Yum. That was so good.
So good.
Loved seeing them. Shall we have a listen?
Yeah.
This is Point Scatter.
We were just talking off air about the kind of interconnectedness of music in Wellington in particular, and this track has got Evelyn Breaker, Scramble 204 and Fish, which is like quite a few of the same people. It's really just Lilith kind of crossing over.
Yeah.
But it's such a great track. Why did you pick this track?
Oh, it's just really like it at the moment. I've just been listening to a lot of Lilith's projects, and I just think it's really cool.
Yeah, totally. I wanted to talk a bit again, come back to this album, because it is your sophomore album, and I feel like there's also like it's quite a lot of conversation all the time about like pressure of releasing a sophomore album, particularly when like the first record is really well received, which your debut album was. Did you find that the pressure of releasing this album played much of a role in the creative process of writing?
Not at all. I mean,
that's good.
We started writing a couple of the songs on the album before the first album was out, even.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. My memory is quite poor, but it was definitely very fast. Like, we just kept writing, and then it was kind of like, oh yeah, we can just make a second album, and we always intended to. The first one felt like a real warm-up to Ringlets, I guess.
Yeah. Was there any kind of, I guess, maybe not if you've been writing it for such a long time, but did you find that you had any changes in approach in writing this album?
Well, it's definitely more collaborative. Like I've been saying, this is just like peak collaboration. Like, we all kind of knew our corner of the band, and we all contributed pretty equally to what we've ended up with. So I think that's probably the only thing that was different. And it's cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
What do you think kind of happened between this and the last album then? Because this project, I think, is a lot more cohesive, especially like between tracks, and I think like the themes, it's a very clean album, like just in terms of, I guess, how it is as one entire package. Do you think that's kind of what you set out to do, to make like a, obviously you wanted to make a solid album, but like, yeah, just How did this album and like the themes come about, I guess?
I think it was a pretty organic follow
from
the first one. I think we just kind of naturally got to this place. Like, nothing was really talked about or decided. It's just how it came together, which, is just kind of how we do things.
Yeah.
We don't really talk or plan too much. We just, jam it out, I guess.
Don't even have to try. It's just good.
We tried very hard.
No.
The next track we've got is a track from Moin, which I'm super stoked to talk about because I love Moin. This is a track with Sophia Almeria and Ben Vince. Let's play it and then we'll talk about it. But yeah, stoked to have this one on the list.
Something is to know something, and to know something is to know I know nothing, and that's what I really want. See?
This is kind of a funny one to talk over because she's talking, but we'll just talk over her. When did you kind of come across Moin?
Oh, only like 2 weeks ago. just very cool though. I love all the drums and a bit of spoken word is done this way.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we're such big fans of that
I know.
Kind of genre. It's hard to like explain it though. Spoken word doesn't feel quite right because it's not just spoken word.
She's just speaking.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. We're talking about this, but I'm going to Melbourne next week and going to see them live, and I think it's going to be such a cool kind of. I want to see what that dynamic looks like on stage. And I guess that leads on to my next question, because you guys have such a great stage presence and are so fun live. We love going to see you guys play.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like any particular approach to live performances and preparing for the stage?
No. I mean, we're lucky to have a really great front man in Leith, and who's just such a good performer, and I don't know what happens when we get on stage actually, but it's fun.
Do you feel like it kind of reflects the, I don't know, the dynamic of the band quite well on stage, or is it kind of like a different character comes out or something? I don't know.
Like maybe. I'm thinking about it. Sometimes.
Totally.
A little bit of that.
A different like facet of the band's like your relationship, I guess. Because I feel like if I'm ever on a stage, I like freak out and go, I don't know what happened. I don't know who she was.
Yeah, I have fully dissociated through many performances.
That's classic.
Oh no.
We're ending out
our Moin track.
Ending out the Moin track, and we're gonna listen to a track from the album that we've been talking about this whole time.
Yeah.
We're gonna play Sucking on a Surly Pout?
Pout.
Pout. Yes. Mm-hmm. Got there.
Okay, of course. Tell us a little bit about the song, and also great album title. It's so good, it's so funny. How'd you come up with it?
I believe it came from Leith.
Right.
And maybe also Laszlo. But yeah, I don't know. It just, that came up really early on, and one of them shared it in a rehearsal, and we all were just like, it has to be called that.
Of
and,
course.
Yeah, it's, I find it quite funny.
Do any of you own a German Shepherd?
No.
And perfect.
But I did just find out that around the time we were, like writing this album, and Leith was living in a flat with a German Shepherd.
Okay.
And apparently that may have
inspired
a little bit of it. yeah, but you'll have to ask him.
Well, let's hit it.
I think so.
If you're just tuning in, we have just been on What's Cooking with Arabella from Ringlets. We're just playing a latest track from them off their latest album. We've been talking about the album the whole time, playing some tracks from Arabella. That last one was called Sucking on a Surly Pout.
Great ending, by the way.
A great way to end.
Drums
it.
Are great, sax is great, everything's just great. Happy.
Chaotic.
The best way to be.
Honestly, thank you so much, Arabella, for coming in. It's
thank
been great
you for having me.
Of course, and congratulations on the album. It is so good.
So
we love it.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Yay! Aw.
We said we weren't gonna sing on air. God damn it.
And that's a wrap.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.